Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Into the show, second half hour of hour number two here on this Tuesday, August 13th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. We will have some breaking news next Tuesday to announce with Ian. Again, he's been working on a project. We've been working together. Certain things have been happening. We can't announce it just yet, but hopefully next Tuesday we will. So stay tuned. We'll make that announcement. Looking forward to announcing it and helping promote it. You guys have been awesome. This radio family has been great, and we're excited to be a part of it, and we will be announcing hopefully next Tuesday. So stay tuned to some huge announcements there. One of the things, this process is happening, is spending money on campaigns. Kind of an interesting campaign finance reports just came out. Democrats and their allies outspent Republicans and their friends by a 5-to-1 margin on the presidential race in Michigan during the Michigan primary election season. This data was collected by Ad Impact. Between Republican candidate Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden and later now Kamala Harris, and we still have text messages left over from that segment, how can 14 million people vote for Biden to be the presidential nominee to face off against Donald Trump in November, and by a flip of a switch, Kamala Harris is now their candidate? Still having a problem understanding that. Well, it's very simple. According to the DNC rules, before their convention, even after their convention, if the candidate, the nominee, says for whatever reason, I can't go forward, health reasons, personal reasons, family reasons, whatever, if they withdraw, they resign basically as being the candidate, which is what Biden did, overturned all those 14 million votes he got in the primary. But it doesn't change the fact that basically Michigan's February 27th primary and the months that followed didn't stop the campaigns and their supporters from spending. Listening to these numbers, I've read this, I've heard it on other shows, I can't believe it. But they spent $66.9 million $66.9 million either promoting themselves or tearing down the other candidate. Going all the way back to January 1st of 2023 through last Tuesday's primary, August 6th of 2024. Almost $70 million. And the Democrats haven't even held their convention yet. This, again, specifically on the presidential race. Biden-Harris and the Democrats spent $55.2 million on paid media. This was broken down by network channels, ABC, NBC, CBS, people like that. Cable TV, digital ads, social media ads, while pro-Trump forces and other Republicans only spent $10.7 million. Outspent 5-1. Why is that? Because advertising works. Most of their political is TV because you can't possibly do local radio. You can't do mailers. You can't do newspapers. You're doing a presidential campaign. You know, I often refer to state senators or congressmen. They do campaigns, what we call from 30,000 feet. That's the airwaves and mailings. Presidentially, you do it from 60,000 feet. And that's all TV. Radio towers don't go up that high. You're not going to get that much impact on local newspapers. So you have to go to TV. Why are the Democrats outspending the Republicans and Donald Trump 5-1? Because they're losing. When you're losing, you've got to spend a ton of money on TV. Ads, for example, during the Olympics. Ads during Tiger baseball. We started seeing Biden ads when Vicky and I watch our Tiger baseball. We love our Tigers. We love watching them. We started seeing those after the February 27th primary, once the season started back in April. They already had Biden ads up and running in Michigan on Tiger baseball. April, May. It wasn't until June 27th when his failed debate performance got him to drop out of the race. Now, here's the interesting part of where this is going. There's a very progressive super PAC future forward. $13.4 million. Another progressive-leaning super PAC. American Bridge 21st Century. They spent almost $8 million. Harris for president, her actual campaign, only spent $2.1 million since she's become the candidate. Harris for president still spent more money on paid ads in 16 days since she's been the presidential candidate in Michigan. Spent that kind of money compared to Donald Trump spending $1.7 million for the entire past 20 months. Over a year and a half, he has spent $1.7 million. She has spent $2.1 million in 16 days. You know what that tells me? She's burning through money like crazy. Now, their convention again starts this coming Monday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Because the mainstream media will cover it and make it look like the second coming of Christ. How wonderful she is. Her vice president pick how she's going to move the country forward and do so much for the regular, common, working folks. Well, there's two W words I want you to watch for, listen for, when you watch the convention. And I do want you to watch it. I plan to watch it. Working and weird. Those are going to be two key words to listen for. They are calling the Donald Trump J.D. Vance ticket as being weird. This is their new little talking point. This is their new little catchphrase. This is their new little word to try to put the plant the seed in people's minds that Donald Trump and J.D. Vance are weird. And the other W word, working. Working people. Working class. The everyday worker. Work, 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 working. This is going to be the main focus of their convention, I predict. Why? Because if they don't get the workers' vote, the workers' vote goes to Donald Trump, they lose badly. If you look at the swing states, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan, Arizona, Nevada, heavily reliant on workers. Nevada has Las Vegas. Union workers out there at the casinos, they're all workers. That's why the unions have so much power out there over the casinos. If they don't get their demands, they go on strike, the casinos shut down, they lose hundreds of millions of dollars every single day. They're heavily reliant on workers out there. Michigan. I know a lot of rich people who own businesses in Michigan. I know a lot of investor types, real estate, other type of investors. Every single one of them became successful because they dealt with workers' projects. Residential single-family homes, condo projects, businesses. You heard one of them, successful businessman Ian Murphy, right here, one of our sponsors of the radio station, talking about expanding his operations while other restaurants are talking about potentially closing. We had our meeting last night, Antrim County Conservative Union, one of our couples in Torch Lake right here, neighbors of ours, said, you know, the next time we're over in Gaylord, we're going to go to the Iron Pig and eat. We hear them on your show. We hear the advertisements. Yeah, you've actually piqued our curiosity. The next time we're in Gaylord, we're going to go there to eat. It's people coming from Torch Lake. We've had golfers tell us they're going to Gaylord to golf. They're going to stop at the Iron Pig. Workers and weird. Two words to listen for at next week's Democrat National Convention. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife Jamie in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS free, mineral rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH and veteran owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. 800-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Little housekeeping here on some of your text messages that have come in. Let's see. Dave Agema texting into the show. I bet you're not going to hear this on any other news outlets. Kamala's father was a Marxist economist, who both him and Kamala's mother taught at Berkeley. That's University of California, Berkeley. Then they moved to Montreal, where their policies were more in line with the communist government. Is it any wonder why Harris, absolute worthless communist, hates our republic? The enemy within that the Democrats cheer for. She was a terrible vice president and will be even a worse president, colluding with other communist nations while she makes us a communist country led by economic idiots. You have to understand something. This messaging, Donald Trump will get out. This is going to be done on the debate stage. This is going to be done in ads. You're going to be seeing all of this come out before the November 5th election. Why? It's about the economy, stupid. It's that simple. The economy, stupid. You look at the price of things versus people's wages. Real wages have been stagnant, folks. As much as Gretchen Whitmer likes to claim that we have all these jobs now in the cannabis industry, well, those workers have just migrated from other industries. So maybe while they're temporarily getting a paycheck from selling marijuana, farmers, restaurants, other businesses are struggling to find employees. We know of a couple of restaurants that have actually cut back, where now they're only open Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday morning breakfast. They're not even open for dinner on Sunday night. They're closed Sunday night, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, because they can't find the staff. And the staff only wants to work on weekends when they're busy and can make the most tips. Makes sense. You see, one thing they don't understand, microeconomics, workers, business owners know exactly when they can make the most money. And that's when they show up. That's when they want to work. If they're not going to make any money, why even be open? Turn off the ovens, turn them down, turn off the fryers, turn out the lights. Enjoy the summer. And this is supposedly right now the peak tourist season. Folks, we're in the middle of August. People are getting ready to go back to schools after Labor Day. It's the next 2 weeks that Michigan is supposed to be cranking it out. Well, guess what? It's not necessarily happening for some sectors of our economy. And now the governor and the Democrats are all excited over the Michigan Supreme Court's, I believe, unconstitutional ruling about wages going up and paid sick days. Every 30 hours, listen to this, folks, the way this rendering, this opinion came down, every 30 clock hours, the worker gets an hour of paid sick time. Over a year, basically, if you add up the hours, they are going to get 9 paid 8-hour sick days. You're going to have to pay them for 72 hours of work. Based on a 40-hour work week, folks, that is almost 2 weeks of paid leave hours that they're going to have to pay. Let's say you don't work quite 40 hours. You work 36. 36 and 36, 72. There you go. So it's going to be interesting. We'll be watching this story. I think a lawsuit's going to happen. I think when the restaurants fully understand the impact of this Supreme Court ruling, I think they're going to tell them, we're done. We're shutting down. We're going to close the restaurant, the diner. We're done. We're out of business. Probably going to leave the state of Michigan. I think the lawsuit would trigger the Republicans, who hopefully on November 5th will take the majority back in Lansing in the state house, and force the Democrats and the governor back to the table. Based on a lawsuit to stay it, they could have time to fix it before it goes into effect in February. We'll be all over this. We'll stay on top of it. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with